Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 135, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 135. This may be the longest lesson. It's very long. My contemplation is just on one part of it. If I defend myself, I am attacked. Who would defend himself unless he thought he were attacked? That the attack were real, and that his own defense could save him. And herein lies the folly of defense. It gives illusions full reality, and then attempts to handle them as real. It adds illusions to illusions, thus making correction doubly difficult. And it is this you do when you attempt to plan the future. Activate the past, or organize the present as you wish. This lesson goes on to talk about how planning is an attack. It says, "The mind engaged in planning for itself is occupied in setting up control of future happenings. It does not think that it will be provided for unless it makes its own provisions. Time becomes a future emphasis to be controlled by learning and experience of pain from past events and previous beliefs. It overlooks the present, for it rests on the idea that past has taught enough to let the mind direct its future course. The mind that plans is thus refusing to allow for change. What it has learned before has become the basis for its future goals. Defenses are the plans you undertake to make against the truth. If I defend myself, I am attacked. But in my defenselessness, I will be strong, and I will learn what my defenses hide. As I sit with this, I notice that every decision I make is another crossroads. And so it's like an upside-down tree, and the branches branch. With each decision, another branch comes out, so that the path I can take can twist and turn. And when I depend on myself, by listening to the ego mind to find the right path, that is when I start taking side roads. And the most direct path is not followed, because it is the ego's goal to seek but do not find. And so listening to the ego mind takes me on these back roads, getting me all mixed up. And so what this lesson is saying is that with each crossroad, with each decision, if I'm using ego mind in planning it, I am making a decision that is defending ego mind in some way, defending the ego mind's choices, past choices, even though they don't serve my truth. The lesson urges me to, instead, I can ignore the ego mind and listen instead, having faith that Spirit will guide me on the most direct path. I had a dream last night. In the dream, I knew where I wanted to go. And in trying to get there were all these obstacles because it wasn't where I really wanted to go. And what this lesson is telling me is the ego guide doesn't know where I really want to go. I must let go of the belief that the ego mind is guiding me to where I want to go. I must let go of the belief that the ego mind has the same destination as me. In setting the destination with ego, the ego is setting the path to go nowhere. I must let go of believing the path needs to be planned out, and I must have faith that Spirit knows the way to the destination, to truth. And the path will present itself with each step. Holy Spirit, help me to give up the feeling of needing to know how life should unfold. Help me to expose all the plans which ego mind has built my belief in. Help me to become aware of when I am defending the ego mind's past or present or future plans. Help me to desire only to know the truth and to allow truth to be revealed to me without ego mind planning how it should be revealed. Help me to come to you with an open mind, free of ego-imposed limitations, and with great willingness to allow you to direct me. Amen. as we sink deeply into our hearts. We rest from senseless planning. We take a few moments to do an inventory of the beliefs we hold and the ego mind's plan for the present and the future. We allow these plans to drop away. We do not limit ourselves with these plans. Today we will receive instead of plan, that we may give instead of organize. For the next few minutes, we ask to be shown what our defenses and our planning hides from us. Thank you for joining with me. Thank you for bravely looking with self-honesty. Thank you for desiring only the truth. Namaste.